time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Hope all is well. You've stumbled in upon us on msonewsports.com. You get the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Comes out every Thursday morning. Weekly show and its brother show, sister show, is the North Shore Sports Desk. So if you feel like going down a little bit to what? South and west and east? South and east? I don't know. Who knows? My geography's right. If you want to check it out, that's the North Shore Sports Desk on this same website, msonewsports.com. So we are in the throes of October now, first October show. This is the month where things shake out. Postseasons will be a lot clearer at the end of this month, especially football. We'll get going in early November, and we'll look forward to that. But we do have returning guest Sean Terrio, Bill Ricca football. The Indians are looking great, so we figured we have him on, give us a state of the state, and then go from there. So after him, we'll just poke around a little bit of rankings talk. Talk about a few Valley teams in the latest MIAA postseason rankings. All right, thanks for tuning in. Sean Terrio after the break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one and only guest today. Repeat visitor here, Bill Ricca football coach Sean Terrio. What's going on, coach?
Oh, just busy getting ready for another week.
That's it. The weeks keep coming. And last week, fresh off a 35-8 win at Lawrence, and now it's North Andover. Let's turn our attention to North Andover, hosting them, 7 o'clock game Friday night. What are the challenges that North Andover brings?
Yeah, they have a very athletic quarterback, throws the ball fairly well. He runs the ball extremely well. He's very shifty. They got some athletes, in a good sized line. So, you know, they pose a lot of problems.
Yeah. 0-3 they are, but super tough schedule to open things up, starting with a home game against Methuen, and then going into, this conference very well, Northeastern Conference, Masco, a loss to Masco and a loss to undefeated Marblehead. So there's a lot of wins, between their first three opponents. So is it kind of like don't judge the book by its cover with these guys?
This is the MVC. It doesn't even matter what they did the first 3 weeks. You got to be ready to go. It's just the way it is. And that's what makes it, such a great conference.
Yeah. And you guys, you know, the common opponent being Masco, you guys opened up with a 38-22 loss to them, but you got back on track with two wins in the last 2 weeks. What are the early signals, you know, from Bill Ricka so far? What are you learning about your team?
It's a tough group. It's a gritty group. You know, they love football. They enjoy the physicality of football. They enjoy the grind. They're great teammates. They work very hard. They're great to be around.
Yeah. And I want to say, I don't have it in front of me, but I think you tweeted earlier something about, was it the rushing stat that was pretty impressive from you guys in the last couple of games?
Yeah, at this point, we're over 1,000 yards already rushing.
Yeah.
In our first three games. We predominantly do run the ball. We have really four running backs that we really like that get the ball consistently. They just do an amazing job. You know, last week, Griffin Bordeaux kind of had a breakout game. He had 7 rushes for 220 yards.
Wow. That's a lot of ground in those carries.
Yeah, sure is.
You know, you're looking at 35 yards or something to carry. I mean, is he one of those guys that you get in the open field, he's gone kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. The way Lawrence was playing us, it was hit or miss, I think, for them. It was, you know, we're going to try our best to stop this. And sometimes it worked well, you know, and they had some TFLs and, sometimes it ended up hurting them as far as they just didn't quite have the guys on the edge that they needed.
Yeah. Tell me about the line. Is that a veteran crew that's opening these holes for these multiple backs?
Yeah, you know, I'd say 3/5 of that line are back from last year. And then a couple of new guys are doing a great job and they really take pride in it. We knew it was going to be a strength going into the year. It might be even bigger strength than we had anticipated. They really take pride in what they do.
Yeah. And who are some of those kids on the line?
Yeah. I mean, from left to right, you know, you have Zach Daddario, who's the lone senior, in that crew. And he's a great kid. He's a great player. He's athletic. He's our left tackle. Our left guard, is Tommy Arsenault, who's a junior, who was hurt as a sophomore, but has done a great job. Our center is Tyler Wilcox. Our right guard, is Jason Leipau, who's a sophomore. And then our right tackle is the big boy, Prince Mahay, who's, you know, 6'5", 320, and only gets better by the day.
Nice. Is that size bringing some folks in to watch him a little?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I've been kind of, working hard in that department, as I promised the kids. I'm going to do everything I can to help them get recruited and get noticed. And, you know, right now, I think a lot of the colleges are somewhat focusing on, you know, their seasons. But I anticipate all their recruiting to pick up pretty significantly.
Yeah. And I noticed these days, a lot of kids are their own little marketers. They post their highlights on Twitter, hoping to get noticed. Well, good for them. For them, you know, using social media. In our mid 90s days, what were you, high school, late 90s?
Yeah, I was mid to late 90s. You had to send the VHS tape a game and hope that the coach knew which number you were. And now it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Salem State and I walked on for baseball and Coach Perrone had no idea who I was. You know, I had to just prove myself and, you know, you had to do a lot more grind work there and like, I can play the game, I promise, you know, but you had to show it. You had to show it back then for sure. Going forward, Coach, what are some of the areas you want to tighten up a little?
Well, you know, in that Masco game, we turned the ball over a significant amount of times. It really hurt us. So we've tightened that up mostly in the last few weeks. That's a lot better. And then just mistakes as far as penalties and just little missed assignments here and there. And, you know, we've been really kind of focusing on those little things and just being more disciplined and, you know, just like in silly penalties, false starts, offsides, you know, like those types of things.
Yeah. And I know the focus is North Andover right now, but the journalist in me has to ask, have you had your eyes sort of looking around a little bit, and have you gotten any early signals from the MVC?
Yeah, you know, it is what it always is. You know, like, we keep track of the scores just for fun. You know, we like to know who's playing who and how everyone's doing. And, you know, I guess Tewksbury and Lowell just had a classic absolute war, you know, as expected, and down to the wire, you know, and I expect most of the games for the rest of the year being like that.
Yeah, Tewksbury, your opponent after North Andover, I mean, you know, fast start, right? 3-0, go in and beat the, you know, Division I Methuen 28-6 convincingly. And like you said, that absolute slugfest, 25-21 with Lowell. So we're going to see a lot more of that, I'm guessing, all those kind of scores.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm trying to tell the kids, you know, is that it could be just that one play, that one penalty, that one missed assignment that could be the difference.
Yeah. Well, Coach Santerio, best of luck with the rest of the way. This is the grind, as you know. I mean, the October grind, where the meat of the season comes and the MVC gets cooking. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see how it comes out at the end and around Halloween, and look forward to the playoffs. But for now, best of luck against North Andover, and thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Yeah, love to. Thanks.
Have a good night, Coach. Talk soon.
You too.
All right, bye.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We are back at it for one final segment, and that's a poke around the horn, the MIAA football rankings, and some other sports. We'll start with football. Central Catholic 2-2, the 4 seed if things started today. Andover 6 seed at 2-0. Methuen Lowell 10-11. And then Haverhill's way down at 25. So it looks like we have 4 Valley teams if it started today. Yeah, pretty cool. In 2, Chelmsford is 1-2, the 12 seed. Billerica is 2-1, the 14 seed. And in 3, Division 3, we don't really usually have anybody from there, although 4, we go with no one as well. I think it was 5 that we find Shaw Sheen. There they are. All right. Defending champ Shaw Sheen, 4-0, and they're the 3 seed at the moment. Greater Lawrence Tech is having a good start, good first half, 3-1, and the 7 seed if things were to start today. How about Division 1 action? We'll finish up with some D1 looks. We'll start with field hockey and Andover, 7-1-1, and is the 9 seed. Chelmsford is 5-2-1 of the 20 seed. North Andover 3-4-3 the 22 seed. Central Catholic having an off year, surprisingly, 2-7-1, way down. They may not even make it. Boys soccer, Division 1. Any Valley teams making inroads? Yes. Lowell is the number 10 seed at 8-0-1 at the moment. and Central Catholic 7-0-0, 21 seed. And North Andover would make the playoffs today at 6-1-2, 28. 30 is Andover at 4-1-2. Not bad. Girls soccer. It's a different story for the Central and the girls soccer. They're 6-1-1, the 14 seed at the moment. So they would be the number one Valley team. And you'd have to go all the way down to, yeah, no one else is making noise in that one. And we'll just do one more check. Division one volleyball. Chelmsford is number four at 11-0. Pretty strong for the Lady Lions. Andover is at 10-9-2. Central comes in at the 11 seed at 10-2. And Methuen, 9-3, the 16 seed. Lowell, 6-6, 23. North Andover, 6-6, 27. Haverhill, 4-5, 30. So lots of MVC teams would be in the dance in Division One if things would start today. So we're going to call it a show for now. But thank you for tuning in. This is Dominic Castro of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We thank our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber, for helping us out and being a great partner. We're looking forward to many great shows in October. Stay with us. October, baby. Playoff of MLB, Patriots, high schools ramping up. Not a bad month. We'll talk soon, folks.